find Angry Man intro. Here we go. Here we go. That's Angry Man gear. Hold on a second. Let me make sure this is it. This is it right here. Let me see. No, that's not it. Okay, hold on a second. Give me 2 seconds. I'm trying to find the Angry Man intro. That's not the Angry Man. Hold on. Where the fuck is the Angry Man intro at? Angry Man. I got your gear. Where the fuck is your intro at? Hold on. Show intro mic. Fuck, hold on. I bet you on the first page. Oh, I'm sorry, man. My bad, dog. Fuck, I thought I had it. I think I had everything set up. Hold on a second. I need a second page. Fuck is the Angry Man intro? Shit. Go to MAX. Angry Man. Ah, there it is. Here we go. Fuck, got it. Here we go. Press this button here. Here we go. Sending that to you right now. What I told you about, I'm gonna send that. I want to get your opinion on it. But all right, so Angry Man. Anyway, what's going on with you, man? What's good with you, brother? Yeah. As always, man. As always, and shout out to everybody that's listening to the show, guys. If y'all want to call in, y'all have the number at 563-999-3056. If you want a question, put a Q in there, and we love to answer any of your questions that you have on game and everything. Okay. So Angry Man, let's get into it. Yeah, someone mentioned it. It says, hey, it's a great topic. Great. Hey, man, it's an awesome topic. No, Angry Man's not a guest. We're co-hosts together. We're co-hosting this show. So Angry Man, let's talk to you, Angry Man. So you have been a slut and a whore on these streets for a minute. Let's go back. Let's go back to Angry Man just slaying women like a hot knife through butter. When was that moment in your life that hit you, or the decision that you wanted to push your legacy and your bloodline? When did that happen? What was that moment for you? Oh, okay. Another me, right, yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. Goddamn. Mm-hmm, family. Yes. Yeah. Girls, right. Ooh, girl. Yes. Oh, yeah. Hey, well, good for you. Hey, good for you, boys. Yeah. Yeah, I created boys and girls, but just like you, yeah. It was It was two things in my life. It was my father that pushed my name and told me the importance of my name when I was small. He was always, you know, this is how Williams opens the door. This is how Williams eats a Big Mac. This is how Williams turns on the TV. This is how Williams does it. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, I want to be that. That's what I want to be. But like you're saying, I watch a lot of medieval Vikings, medieval shows, kings and all that other stuff, emperors and all that other stuff. And I was always learning the importance of name. And like you said, duplicating yourself, because the arrogance, and it's not even arrogance, it's just you know who you are and you know you can contribute to a world of chaos and confusion. You can bring things in, not to balance it out, because we can never balance out weakness because there's too much weakness out there. But, you know, we could create the next president in my mind, or we could create the next boss or the next CEO, the next Microsoft, the next guy that creates a new Nike, the next guy that creates a, you know, that was my mindset, because I'm saying to myself that, you know what, the knowledge, like I'm sure you feel this, the knowledge that I have, I don't want to die with it. I don't want to bury it and let it and be the end, you know, cut off the name, the Williams name, because I'm the only son of the Williams. You know, I'm the last of this. Well, I'm not the last. I have sons now. But at that time, if I were to go, I would be the last of those Williams. I you know, everything would bury with me. So Iron Man, to me, I've always seen those shows, even the medieval ones, Iron Man. You know those shows where those rich motherfuckers, they have that fireplace. And they got that old motherfucker on top of the fireplace, on top of the mantle and shit. It's like, this is my great-great-great-grandfather, you know, Wentworth or Bartholomew or whatever. And, you know, he is the reason why our family. And I was like, you know what? That's what the fuck I want to be, Iron Man. I want to be that motherfucker in the year 3468 or the year 7592, the year 8641, where my picture, even this is going to pass. I don't give a fuck what it is. Me on that mantle where they can, yeah, what's up? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. With a cigar in your mouth. Right. With a cigar in your mouth and stuff. You know what I mean? The cigar, just chilling with your angry hat. Hey, even the just you point with your thumb like that shit. Just like, this is why I am what I am. And this is the structure of our family name. And we're going to move in a different way, unlike any family. We're not going to keep up with the Joneses. We're going to keep up with our name and things like that. So, and I'll throw it to you, Ingram, but that's what, again, like you were saying, that was when I said, because again, after you do, even you have the women, you do the orgies and fuck and all, you do all the shit you want to do, you get bored after time, and then you start to look at, well, what am I going to really contribute? Like, if I die tomorrow, what do I contribute? Now, for you and I, Angry Man, our names is going to live on forever based off of videos. I mean, they will be able to access us in the years to come. So we've already left that name, but legacy and bloodline, man, talk on that. What say you, my brother? Yeah. Oh, yes. 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 Yeah. Yes. Cheat it. Oh, yeah, Utrid of Utrid. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes, yes, yes. That's gangster shit, dog. That's gangster shit. We got a call, Ruka. Hold on. Let's grab in 320 real quick. 320, do you have a question or comment? What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, Steve? How's it going?
I'm not the only one here. Angry Man's here as well.
So I can't hear Angry Man. Is he muted or something? I can
hear
him.
Can you hear him?
No,
I
just hear Steve.
We can hear you, but what's your question, brother? What's up?
Okay, sure. Sure. So my question is, how do I go about dealing with disrespect from another man who stole $100 from me?
Okay, before we throw it to Angry Man, is this someone that lives with you or someone that you know?
This is someone I know. He was a coworker of mine.
How do you have you have proof that he did that? What is the proof that you know he did that?
So we work as bartenders, and there's a shared tip pool that we can see in the jar and also credit card tips on the machine, and he didn't send any of it to me, so I know that he has it all.
All right, is there video footage of him taking it? You need to go to your manager with this. You know,
I did. I went to the manager, and the manager said that due to state law, they can't get involved with tips.
All right. Well, Angry Man, what say you, and I'll just repeat after you, Angry Man. I mean, well, Carla, you're going to go back and listen to Angry Man. I'll set the phone back up because the phone's been sticky. It's sticky. Yeah, right. And go to jail. Yeah, caller, I say that, listen, next time you might have to charge to the game, but next time a bill comes up like that, make sure you're around to tally up the information to get your money. And then whoever, I guess at the end of the day, somebody tallies everything up. Make sure you're there to get your money at that point and don't just wait, okay? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I'm going to have to do that.
Okay, well, good luck to you, man. I'm sorry. You might have to just charge it to the game. But tomorrow, or if you ever go to your job, you know it's the end of the day, you get next to the person that's tallying up everything and make sure you get your money on the spot and don't wait for it to happen later on, okay? Don't trust them.
Yeah, and just one more thing. So the reason this happened is because that was my last day of work, and the other person took that information knowing that to cheat me out of my money, because in the past we had been working together for months, and everything was cool.
All right. Well, then, you know what? Charge. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, Angry Man said he's lazy. Good. Yeah, it's like that $100 is a cost that is a payment to never see him again. So just charge that to the game and understand next time when you're in a situation when it comes to money and it's out of your hands as far as tips, you get with the person that does the tips, and you make sure you get what's owed to you, okay?
Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, respect to you. Sorry, we'll fix the lines in a second. But, Angry Man, we're back. Guys, I got a question. Guys, put a Q in there, and we would definitely talk to you. But, Angry Man, I love Utrecht. I love – because what I love about Utrecht – because I started watching the beginning. I was like, all right, I'm trying to get into this shit. Then I saw the king. He had a little thick-ass wife. I'm like, damn, she looked like she got some ass and shit. I'm like, wait a second. Let me look that bitch up on the go and say, all right, yeah. She all right. They just watered her ass down. But, you know, if you ever look at her in real life, like the king's wife, yeah, she fucking with a brother. You know, she got that, I got to fuck with a brother body. But so I'm watching Utrecht, but I'm seeing that, you know, he got taken in and he learned what it mean to have family, but he also learned what it means to have legacy, because he wanted his I won't call it estate. I forgot the name of it. What is that thing? Bevenberg was to him. Yeah, that was his right. That should have been his. So he's always wanted Bevenberg. But through that, like I say, the king realized that, you know what? Having a Viking gives me an advantage, because that Viking also gives me advantage of how to deal with Viking insurgents or Vikings coming at me and all this stuff. So he kind of worked both sides. I'm like, hold on, 609. Let me get your opinion on that, on your thought. And 609, we'll bring you in 1 second. But what say you on that, Ingram, man? Yes. In their hand before they die, sing of the Bahalo. they welcome death. They welcome death. Like, I just need my sword. I need to go to Valhalla. Man. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. All right, let me bring in 609. 609, did you have a question? What's up? How can we help you? Let's see if I can bring it.
Yeah, what's going on, Steve? What's going on, Amy? So I made my bid. I wrote down what to say to make her smile, think, laugh, blush, and react. Now, my only problem is that she's always with her friends, and I don't know when the right time is to approach her. We don't want to interrupt anything important.
Wait. I'm lost real quick. What is you putting your bid in got to do with her doing what you're talking about? Those are two different scenarios. So what are you talking about? I'm lost on what you're talking about. Hold on.
I go to school, right? I'm a senior. And she's a sophomore, but the age of consent is 16, and I know she's 16, so we're good on that. But my point is that I made my bid, I wrote it down, I'm rehearsing it, and
did you
I
talk,
wrote it down.
Did you talk to her?
No, I didn't speak to her yet, no.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You can't hear. Okay, good. Okay, so what you're saying is that you're a senior and you're chicken shit to talk to a sophomore girl? Leave her the fuck alone.
No. It's not that. It's that she's always with her friends, and I don't know when the right time is.
Okay, all right, listen. Okay, before I throw the ongoing game, man, listen. What you guys have got to understand is that the world is not going to make life the way you want it to be. I don't give a fuck if she's around 10 women. If I want to talk to her, I'm going to go talk to her. I'm not going to use her friends as an excuse. And this is why I'm telling you, leave her alone, because if you're using her friends as an excuse to why you're not talking to her, don't talk to her at all. Because her friends should – oh, let me ask you a question. When you go in McDonald's or Burger King, okay, and you're in line and you order your food, do you give a fuck about everybody around you?
No, sir.
You don't give a fuck. You just order your food. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
So what's the difference between you ordering your food at a fast food restaurant and talking to a female around her friends?
There is no difference, sir.
There isn't. And just real quick, with nature, you want to move her from the pack. You go in there, introduce yourself to all the women, and then if it's soak around and say, can I speak to you for a second? And pull her to the side, man. But Angry Man, what say you on that, my brother?
Angry Man, I can't hear you.
Wait, hold on a second. Go do it again.
Go do it again, Angry Man.
All right, wait. I'm quiet.
But Angry Man.
Can you hear Angry Man? I can't hear Angry Man. I can't hear him. I don't know if it's something on my end or...
Can you not hear you?
Did you hear me, man?
No.
All right, I might have to go another way. I'll go another route. All right, I'm going to try Skype. All right, so don't worry about it. Okay, well, he's saying you just got to seize the day, man. There's no perfect time to do that. I'm asking you, what is so wrong with going up to a female in front of other women? What's the problem?
Well, the thing is, we have this one class together in, like, at the gym. And, like, our groups are kind of, like, far away from each other. And I don't really want to go to that other group, you know, but
then you've already lost, big dog. When I was in high school, the cafeteria, like life or college and like the job, they're full of cliques. So I every clique, I don't care if it's Dungeons and Dragons clique, I don't care if it's the music club clique, I don't care if it's the chess club, the glee club, the popular kids, the jocks, the cheerleaders, the outsiders, the drifters, the losers, all those motherfuckers had one thing in common. They always had badass women in those motherfucking groups. And I didn't give a fuck. I'm group hopping. I'm talking to every motherfucking person in that group because I know they got a badass bitch in there, or sometimes two of them motherfuckers. You see, remember, beauty doesn't have personality. So just because she may like nerdy shit, cosplay, sci-fi type shit, you know, the shit that Angry Man and I are talking about, she might like Vikings and all that other shit, and she could be a badass motherfucking chick. And you know what? Ain't nobody trying to talk to her ass, especially her little Viking friends. They like her from afar, but they ain't trying to holler at her. I'm talking about the kind of chicks calling that will literally, on Saturday, they will get together with other fucking people, get fake swords, fake fucking shields, and they will have a castle. They will have like, it's like a football field or in the woods somewhere. We'll have a castle all the way to this side and a castle over there, and you got to storm and fight the castle, and you playing like fake fighting and shit. And I mean, there's so many badass women in there. Angry Man. Anyway, you know what the fuck I'm talking about, Angry Man. Yeah. So I'm just saying to you. Yeah, go ahead, Angry Man. He can't hear you, but go ahead. Yeah, no, I was just saying to you, caller, real quick, we want you to just jump off and listen to what Angry Man's about to say, but I just want to say to you is that you have got to be a man. You've got to be air, sand, and water. You cannot allow a group of women. Listen, you're a fucking senior. You're talking about sophomore girls. Sophomore girls. I don't give a fuck if they were fucking junior, senior, or college chicks. Brother, when I was in 11th grade, I would talk to college. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. But you do. And that's going to be your weakness. She doesn't want someone that's afraid to approach her. She wants someone who doesn't give a fuck about approaching her. All right, so we'll throw you back in, but click and listen to Angry Man, what he's about to tell you, okay, sir?
All right, sir.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Angry Man. You got it. Go ahead and tell him what's up. You know, he probably listen. Go ahead. You got it. I'm sorry. Did you hear that, Angry Man? I'm sorry. Did you hear that? All right, okay, if you can hear, they should be able to. Hold on a second. I'm sorry, man. I was just trying a different way. All right. Okay. Ah, fuck. All right, go ahead, Angry Man. I'll figure it out. Go ahead. Right. And you know what, Angry Man, this kind of goes into what we're talking about here. This is why fathers are so fucking important here. This is exactly what we're talking about, where there's not, guys, listen, there is nothing like, because it's expected, it's nothing like my sons or my daughters telling me, you know, they're honor roll students and they're, you know, A's and they got their lives all together. But when my sons come up to me and like, yo, dad, I just met this girl And yeah, this is what I did, Dad. It's like, you're like, yeah, I'll never have to worry that you're going to be a bitch. I never have to worry that someone's going to walk over you and all this other stuff. You got your shit together because you watch your old man move, but you also ask questions. And when I was the angry man, how great is it that you got four little angry men, boys, young king, princes who are about to be kings with your tutelage? How, dog, I can't even explain it. Can you try to explain it? How great does that fucking feel knowing you got that, man? I know. Oh my God, dude. Yeah. You know, Ingerman always say, you know, what's crazy is that I always say, coming to the Americas, you know. We came here, there were two ways you came to the Americas. Some came above the boat and some came below the boat. And those that came below the boat loved their sons and they knew the value of family. They knew the value of legacy. They knew the value of bloodline. And what's disturbing to me is that if these guys that don't want to have kids thought like, if their fathers thought like them or their grandfathers thought like them, they wouldn't even exist right now. They wouldn't even exist. But hey, man, I know how it is. It's nothing like, you know, Sundays, football, pillow fights, fucking wrestling, play fighting, tossing their ass in the pool, you know, seeing their eyes when, you know, they come home, you know, the excitement they have to see their father and to hang out, like going to the movies, like right now, you know, right now I'm at the perfect time because, you know, I'm watching movies and shit. Hey, tell y'all, Pop, what's up, Pop? Let's go to the movies, man. Let's go watch some Marvel with DC and shit, and, you know, or giving my son his first beer. You know, my son's 21 now. Well, my son, so, you know, his first beer, you know what I mean? I mean, all these things, I mean, and Anger Man, the best thing is just taking a step back and just watching what you create, moving this world with so much of the it's like you just like, God damn, this is actually me and shit. Through him, you know what I mean? There's nothing that I can't understand why a person wouldn't want that, man. I'm glad some whiny bitch said it. Oh boy. Well, let's examine this lie that some bitch told you that you believe, female dweller. Now, please take off your panties so I can educate your bitch ass. See, the why they don't marry, you're saying because divorce laws are against the man. Okay, well, let's look at that. Now, what you're talking about is what I would call, Angry Man, the last domino, because that's where you dumb motherfuckers that are like mommy believe the last domino, because if some guy got a bad divorce or Mars and they made a YouTube and told you not to do it, you would fucking follow them. And that's why you're weak as fuck. Because the guy that has those divorce problems, let's go all the way back to the first domino of that guy who is scared to talk to women, that guy who can't navigate his life, that guy who can't even have any kind of fucking laws, rules, and codes for himself. He meets a woman. He knows he shouldn't have unprotected sex, but you don't even think about that guy trying to poke holes in his rubber. See, they don't tell you about those guys, right? You think it's the woman, right? But what happens if he runs into a woman that doesn't like him, that's walking all over him and treating him like a bitch? What does that guy do, Angry Man? That guy thinks, you know what? Let me put a ring on her finger, because if I give her a ring, then she's going to be happy, and she's not happy. Then you're like, well, let me go and give her a baby, because, I mean, if a ring didn't work, a baby will. So don't think that it's the woman's fault why the laws of the fucked up thing is. You chose her. Now, believe me. Now, listen. Sex is an agreement between people. And once she is pregnant, that is her choice. What she wants to do is her fucking body. That's why we always tell you dumb motherfuckers to make sure you know what kind of protection she's wearing. and to make sure you're wrapping the fuck up, and to make sure you have this kind of conversation that I'm not ready to be a father yet, and I don't want to be a father. And if you got a problem with that, then we ain't going to fuck. But yet, but before I throw the Uncle Angry Man, but, oh, poor you because of laws. No, it's because of weak, bitch-ass guys like you is why women do the shit that they do. Angry Man, you got it, sir. Yes, he is. Yeah, I hope CJ calls in. Yeah, CJ, we hope you call in. Please call in, CJ, because we want to hear it. We want to hear you. We want to hear you as well, dude. This is a damn shame. See, here's the funny thing about a lot of these males and surface dwellers. You know what she was when you met her. You knew she wasn't shit. But because you wanted pussy so bad, you bypass all the warning signs. And don't give me this, oh, well, she acting nice all of a sudden, and then we had a kid and all of that. Well, why the fuck are you having a child with a woman that doesn't have your fucking name? Here's my question. CJ, you send me your number to this Idris, and I will call you, CJ. This is what we'll do, CJ. CJ, send me your number right here, and I will be happy to call you, okay? Because we don't want you to make any excuses because the lines are open. But you know what? Go ahead. See that right there? TheManMindset@gmail.com. Put your number in there. I will call you. Well, not that one. I'm sorry. But let me continue what I was saying. Here you go, CJ. Send your number there, and I'll be happy to call you on the show, CJ. I will be happy. Yes. Yeah, take your time. Yeah, but what I'm saying is this. I am telling y'all right now that once she pees on that stick and it's a plus sign, you lose all rights. That is the truth. Now, with that being said, we all took sex education, right? Some of you guys don't even understand about pre-cum that can get her pregnant. But why are you having unprotected sex with a woman that does not have your name? And why are you even having unprotected sex anyway to have a child? Just because you're living together, you should not be having unprotected sex with that woman just because you're playing house. She doesn't have your name. Because you will know if she's worth your name as you put her through these step by step by step. But see, the problem is a lot of you guys who don't have game, who listen to other guys that complain about the almighty scary woman under your fucking bed, that in order for her to have this problem with the courts and everything, you have got to be a participant in getting her ass fucking pregnant. But you know before you get her pregnant, she ain't shit. And yet, you still get her pregnant. So if you get an ain't shit woman pregnant, then what you get is what you deserve. All right, so let me go ahead and call CJ real quick, because CJ wants to call in. And let's go ahead. Let me hold on, CJ. Give me a second, brother. We will bring you in. I apologize for the phones. CJ, I don't see your number yet. Let me say, maybe it's in the spam. Give me a second, CJ. Let me try to see if your number came up the wrong. I guess it's your name. Wait, is this you, CJ? CJ, are you 603? CJ, are you 603? Let me see if that's right. I don't know if you're 603. I got a 603 number. CJ, is that you, 603? CJ 100, is that you, 603? Is that you? Oh, of course you didn't send it. Of course. Anyway, like I was saying before we get on here, what I'm saying is this, that is crazy, is that what you guys have to understand is that once you get her pregnant, you have no rights, okay? We understand that, okay? So we know that. So now we've got to figure out is why you dumbasses fucking and nutting up in the ancient women that you know are going to fuck you over. That's the million-dollar question. Because for you to say the laws of the land are not for men, how can there even be a law for a man if he is protecting his seed and his nut, angry man? What say you before I try to find CJ's number, sir? Another girl. Right. And like you say, man, they're all, okay, guys, there are laws for women. Okay, now we understand that. So if you don't want to be a part of that law, then what do you think common sense is going to do? Or what you should do if you have common sense? Common sense should tell you, stop nutting up in these fucking women. Stop having unprotected sex. Be able to know what you're dealing with. But here's the thing, Angry Man. What's so funny is they know what they're dealing with. They act like she is just all of a sudden sugar and spice and everything nice and then evil all of a sudden. No. And Angry Man, what's even crazy is we don't talk about the guys that hide the woman's pills. We don't talk about the guys that poke holes in the rubbers. We don't talk about the guys that pull the rubber off in mid-stroke. And then no, we see all y'all hear is, oh, the laws, it's the woman's fault, it's the laws, it's the woman's fault. But y'all motherfuckers never hear the other side. And I'm not saying it's like that all the time, but what we want to know, because I want somebody to defend this fucking point. I hope CJ called a fucking and sent a number. Oh, CJ, we got you, brother. CJ, we got you, dog. I'm about to call CJ right now. Hold on, CJ. I got you, brother. But we appreciate you coming on, CJ. Let's see what you got to say. Jesus Christ. Let's see what CJ's got to say, because I guess he is about the laws of the land. So we're about to call CJ right now. Give me a second. CJ, we're calling you right now. And we're call- CJ, it's about to ring. And live in Memphis. Call in Memphis. Hey, what's up, CJ? What's going on, brother? Welcome to the show. You hear Angry Man? Oh, great, great. Okay, so are you? What did you want to call in? Because you were adamant to call in. So what's up? Okay, wait. Okay, what did you go through? Tell us what you went through, sir. Hmm? Okay. Oh, wait. Stop right there. So, wait. Now, so you do understand what you just said, right? You've honored an ancient woman, something very precious. You knew she wasn't shit, like I said before. So you didn't go through anything. You chose to go through it, right? Can we change that? You chose to go through it, right? Well, no, wait. Listen to me. If you knew she wasn't shit, and I'm sorry. What did you say? She wasn't perfect all the time? Okay, well, you said, what wasn't perfect about her? Was she argumentative, disrespectful? What was she doing that wasn't perfect? Okay. So again, You chose to give a kid to an ancient woman. Because let me tell you something. There ain't no arguments with a motherfucking man. There is no disrespect with a motherfucking man. I know you may laugh at this shit, but I'm throwing out Uncle Angry Man in a second. But I'm just telling you, you chose to nut up in an ancient woman that did not respect you as a man, sir. And you, I'm sure you still don't even see that shit, do you? You, no, you don't know how to deal with women. You don't know how to deal with women. You, okay, wait. Okay, real quick. No. Not mistakes. You made choices. No. Come on, wait. Let's be always. No. Honorable choices. It's not a bad, it's a choice. It's not a decision. Bro, it's not a bad decision. You knew she was shit. And yet you gave her up. You rewarded her bad behavior with a kid, knowing she was disrespecting your name. Your name. And yet you got her pregnant. So it wasn't no bad decision things. You made a choice because you didn't know what a man was. Because a man would never allow no woman to talk no shit like that to him. I promise you. Yeah, okay, please. You got it, Angry Man. You got it, Sam. Go ahead, sir. Okay, that's an easy question. The way you do it, again, this is the difference between men and surface dwellers. See, as a man, I am my standard, and she knows that when she meets me. And again, a lot of you surface dwellers don't know what you don't know, so when they smell that you are weak or you have a tight pussy, they're going to just disrespect you, and you think that's okay. So y'all are going to live this life. That's why most of y'all will never find the happiness that a man or an Utrid of Utrid would find, because we make everything about ourselves, and she's got to prove her worth and value to us, and she's got one foot out that door, and we ask her, please raise your voice. Please disrespect me. I don't even give a fuck. We're at the altar. Please disrespect me, because you're gone. I am not going to put up with disrespect in my kingdom. But see, you have never been taught that or been trained that way. So you think, well, that's just life. You know, happy life, happy wife. Sometimes they get upset. Well, there had to be something where, you know, when she, okay, now let's be honest. This didn't happen in a marriage. You knew somewhere when you were dating her or when you were in a relationship, you knew the exact same behavior you got in your marriage, you got in the relationship. Am I correct? Okay, so it was at that. Okay, remember we were little kids and we touched that hot stove. Ooh, stove is hot. Ooh. So what if you know that she's being disrespectful to you by yelling at you, screaming at you, why didn't you dismiss her? Why reward her with a key to your place? Why reward her with a ring on her finger? And why reward her with a baby when she's out of line and out of order, sir? That's what I'm asking you. And that's fair, but that's fair. And that's right.